numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hey kids, welcome to Grumpy Nostalgia, the Second Look Cinema podcast, the show where we go back to the blockbuster new release wall of our memory, grab a copy off the shelf, pop it in the old VCR, and see what time has done to it. So we're going to do something a little different this week. Mike and I are still on a break. He's seeing other people. I am not. So we had an opportunity to provide a very special episode. Turns out we have some listeners create a companion podcast to our dumb little show. The show is called Secondhand Nostalgia, and it's hosted by Emmy and Janice, a couple of students at Yale. The hook is that they kind of rewatch the movies that we review on our podcast, but they look at them from a different generational perspective. And it's a lot more clever, a lot more smart, and it just provides an interesting take on these movies. Because we know that movies mean many things to different people, these young ladies have a fantastic take on our first attempt, the cringeworthy Twister. They have watched this movie, and not only have they provided a perspective that's different and fresh, but they've also put one that probably puts ours to shame. So we want to take the opportunity this week to provide our listening audience with a different take on our take, and that's what movies are really all about. So without further ado, we introduce Secondhand Nostalgia.
Welcome to our podcast. My name is Emmy.
I'm Janice.
This is our podcast, Secondhand Nostalgia. It's a spinoff of the podcast Grumpy Nostalgia, hosted by Justin and Mike, where they revisit some of their favorite movies and see how they held up. And Janice and I are the second generation. We're both Gen Z. Now we're in college, and so we decided to make this sister podcast as a sort of next generation take on these so-called classics. Most of them, all of them, are movies that we haven't seen. So we're operating just on our impressions and what we've heard about these movies, just as a newer take on the classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So this week we hopped on HBO Max and decided to settle into the cinematic classic of Twister, which has already been watched by Justin and Mike on their channel. And also, special thanks to King J on Spotify for our intro music. It's super cool.
Yeah, so this film is a pretty classic, like, natural disaster film. We have our main character, Bill, and his fiancée, Melissa, who are attempting to collect, like, divorce papers from his soon-to-be ex-wife, Joe. Joe tells Bill that her underfunded research team has created a new device called Dorothy that Bill conceptualized to better study tornadoes, and that their corporate rival, Jonas, has stolen their idea and built his own device. Dun dun dun! So, Bill rejoins the research team to deploy this device. And throughout this journey, we see Bill and Joe reconnect as Joe confronts her trauma surrounding the loss of her father to tornado. Dorothy is deployed during a record-breaking tornado, but as their rival team observes the team's success.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. Jonas recklessly approaches the tornado, attempting to collect the data quicker, resulting in his epic death.
Super great.
Yeah. And for a more detailed synopsis of, like, the movie plot, the actors, the directors, and the writers, and so on, please visit our Father podcast.
Yeah, I guess that's the term.
Yeah. Grumpy Nostalgia by Mike and Justin.
Cool. So we, as Janice kind of alluded to, they make a lot more detailed description of, like, the cast members and things. We decided, we don't want to just recap all of their information. We decided to just cherry pick the few cast members that we do know. the one that stuck out to me, Alexa Pina Vega, is in this movie. She plays young Joe, so she has, like, a two-minute scene at the beginning of the movie with no lines, where her only role is to watch her father die. This is super exciting for me, because this actress is the wife of Carlos from Big Time Rush, so that's a huge shout out there.
She also, the only thing she does is yell about getting the dog because the dad forgets the dog.
Much. It's a super small role, but absolutely fundamental to my life. Also, apparently, Anthony Rapp is credited in this movie as playing Tony, who's Anthony Rapp was in Rent, but I could not recognize him nor find any photos of him online from this movie.
I feel like Tony's unnamed.
Yeah, I really don't think that was an actual role, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the only person that I knew was Carrie Elwes.
Yeah.
Which I had to look up his name, just full stop. And the only reason why I knew him is because he's from, like, The Princess Bride. He plays Wesley. Nice. But I was looking at it, and apparently he's in, like, Stranger Things and, like, Psych and, like, a bunch of things.
He plays, I think he's British. I don't really know. Yeah. I've only ever seen him play, like, Americans and Canadians.
Weird. It's so weird.
It's wild. He does a great job, you know? He's, like, he's good.
I was just shocked to see him.
In this movie, he's Jonas, so we get to watch him die.
So he's the rival. You know, he has, like, a total of 10 lines. Yeah. Does a great job.
Great villain. But, yeah. So, just to kind of start this off, we wanted to talk about any impressions of Twister that we had before watching. So, Janice, had you heard anything about this movie?
No. I actually, you said Twister, and I don't remember if you told me that, like, your dad watches a lot of horror movies. I don't know where I pulled this from. I thought it was a horror movie about the Twister game. So I was fully expecting people to be, like, breaking their bones, trying to get into, like, positions. Like, yeah. I was like, what is going on? So whenever we pull up and we've got, like, this boring scene of this couple, I'm like, what is going on here?
In the Wild West, starting off like the freaking Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. It took me a solid probably 15 minutes to figure out this wasn't about Twister the game.
You know what? That's okay. I respect that. I had never heard anything about this movie. I thought it sort of fell into the line of, like, the Godzilla movies.
Oh,
or,
I
like,
this.
The one with the worm. Is that Tremors?
Yeah.
I thought it was like that, where, like, the tornado was, like, an actual villain.
Oh,
like
an entity.
I thought the tornado itself was the enemy. So, seeing, like, a more science, like, Jurassic Park-esque movie.
Yeah.
That was not what I expected at all, but Yeah, did you have any impressions of just, like, natural disaster films in general?
So the only one I've seen, and I cannot for the life of me figure out the name of it, did you ever watch one about, like, earthquakes where it had The Rock in it, and he's, like,
yes.
Andreas? Yeah!
No!
So that was the only one I did. I didn't finish it. I stopped halfway through.
That's, wow. Yeah, my mom was, like, she was in a Dwayne The Rock Johnson kick, and my dad paid my brother to go watch it in theaters with her because he did not want to watch it.
My mom rented it from Redbox, and we put it on.
Yeah, I think that's a great impression of all natural disaster films, I have to say. I kind of had the exact same impression, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever heard something good about a natural disaster film just straight up. Like, I've always just thought they were kind of corny.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever actually watched one until now.
Besides The Rock and San Andreas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt so bad because I was so jaded whenever I realized it was a natural disaster movie.
Exactly.
I was like, this is going to be bad.
Exactly. So, natural disaster movies, bad rep.
That boring, like, okay, we see Melissa and Bill riding in the car.
Yes.
For, like, 10 minutes, just talking. I was like, this is going to be awful.
Yeah.
This movie,
it's like the
not
whole
it.
Credit sequence is just them driving in a car in silence through,
it's
like, the Oklahoma
crazy.
Landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did not. It started off with a bit of a sour taste, but
yeah, it definitely, first impressions was horrible. So, moving on just from our first impressions, I think we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast and actually talk about what we thought of it. And the first thing is cinematography. And I don't know about Emmy, but, like, the actual camera shots were so good.
It was really,
like,
good.
Like, the camera video recording.
Yeah.
If you told me that was made in, like, 2030, like, in the future, I'd believe you.
I think my expectations, I think some combination of the fact that it was a natural disaster film and the fact that it's set in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
My bar must have been just so low.
On the ground.
Like, it must have been.
It was also filmed in what? Like,
just on the floor. It's
96?
From, like, 96. So it's a fairly new-ish movie. Like,
still,
going into it, I would have expected I was like, oh, Twister, a movie about tornadoes, that's not original. That was probably made in, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
So for it to be, like, made in 96, it was, like, genuinely good, interesting shots of things. Like, some of the camera angles when the tornadoes were actually, like, hitting them were really cool.
Right, and I'm assuming the tornadoes were CGI.
Yeah.
But they were, could you imagine? But they were, like, really good.
They
the tornadoes
actually suck. Carry out.
Yeah.
It's a tornado.
You never know. You know, that explosion was so convincing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's one explosion in particular that is absolutely, it needed to be scrubbed from the film.
The rest of the CGI I thought really held up, actually.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of, the dad getting swept up.
Yeah.
In the tornado.
They just kind of take him away.
Yeah, it was so funny to watch.
He just exits camera, stage left.
It reminded me of those like little, animations to where they just take the character and they just drag it off.
Exactly, yeah. But by and large, the storms were actually pretty scary.
No, they were, like pretty convincing.
I didn't think... I've never lived somewhere where tornadoes are super common.
Same.
Like, I've never been in, like, Tornado Alley for an extended period of time. So I didn't really... I was like, tornado, like, I guess that's scary, but, like, come on, give me, like, dinosaurs or something.
Right.
I was actually freaked out. Like, they made me kind of nervous. They did a really good job.
They really did. I will say the only thing for me is, during the tornadoes, because there's like five in this movie. I actually counted them, but there's five this movie.
Yeah.
And they each scene probably lasts at least 5 to 10 minutes of each tornado. And it's like really loud and overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like for me, the sounds were good, but because there was so much there, it was like exhausting.
Yeah.
To watch and listen to.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
It was kind of a lot. I don't think they necessarily relied too heavily on the tornadoes, but the amount that they had there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, it felt like I was jumping from one tornado to the next.
Yes. And it wasn't like, I don't think the movie relied heavily on the tornadoes, unlike, you know, San Andreas, where it's like all about the earthquakes. But because they were so many and it was just so loud, it was... As a viewer, it was kind of exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. I think, like, also kind of on that note, I like, this is maybe more of, like, a story element, but I liked the fact that even though the tornado, like, was, like, killing people, it was, like, something that they were trying to, like, conquer, I guess, in a sense, it wasn't treated like a random monster. They were, like, trying to, like, understand it, and, like, the reason they were, like, they actually gave the motivations for storm chasing.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty cool, because
I
don't really know anything about storm chasing.
Oh, that's valid.
I'm getting too far into plot here, but I thought that was really cool.
Well, I personally don't have anything else about the cinematography, if you want to move on to plot.
I did want to say, I wrote down, there's one shot in particular, if people are looking out for it, where Joe and Bill are hiding underneath a bridge, and they show the tornado ripping the screws out of the boards that make up the bridge. Yeah, like, they show the screws, like, physically lifting up out of the wood.
I didn't even notice that.
And it was, like, one of the first, like, tornado scenes in the movie, and it was so cool how they did that.
That's,
like,
crazy.
It looked so good. So that was really cool. And then there's one other scene where there's, like, a shot where the tornado is backlit by a bunch of lightning.
That was really cool. That was sick.
So just special shout out if you're watching the movie. Those were really cool.
Yeah. Personally, I was just like, oh, it's also pretty.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you wanted to get more into plot, since I kind of led us there inadvertently already, I guess we can talk about, like, storylines, believability.
Yeah. So, like, for me, and I mentioned this briefly to you before we started this, is initially, I really thought they were portraying, like, Joe's team and Bill and all of them as, like, redneck storm or, like, tornado chasers. And I don't know too much about tornado chasing, but whenever I hear of tornado chasing, I always think of the stereotype that it's, like, a bunch of rednecks trying to get, like, cool, like,
camera
video.
Cool YouTube videos.
Yeah. So, like, that portrayal was a little bit misleading, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I think they really only mentioned Joe and them being scientists at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then at the very end. And it's mentioned in passing. Like, it's never... continued, like, it's not mentioned upon throughout the story.
Yeah, like, at the very beginning, they, like, I think they addressed Joe as, like, Dr. Joe whatever, and then at the very end, they're like, I can't wait to get research
funding
for this, or I can't wait to publish this, but then everything in between.
Just nothing.
They, like, they're doing, like, science because they have, like, the Dorothy machines and
things. Yeah, yeah.
But I also... It was just kind of like their whole gimmick was, we're just going to follow this around and then throw these balls into the tornado.
Literally. Well, no, like, they had to, like, have them in the machine and everything. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was, like, cool, but it felt like they just kind of made them scientists to say, like, this is a movie about science. Like, it definitely felt like it was capitalizing on, like, the Jurassic Park.
Like, the guys kind of being...
Exactly. Because it was partially, I think, produced by Michael Crichton. And so, because of that, it felt like the whole, like, oh, Jurassic Park is all about scientists. People like science coupled with action.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to make this tornado movie, but, like, we want them to be scientists,
too.
So, like, even though all their machines looked very, like, cobbled together.
Yeah, they all looked...
They were like, oh, this is science. Like, we're doing science. It's so good.
Yeah.
And,
because they were all also, like, riding around in, like, dumpy vans. Like, they were all, like...
I will say messy. Barn Burner. There's one van in the movie named the Barn Burner. Fire name
That's
for a van.
Van.
I really like that name. That's a great name for a van.
I realized I didn't mention this in cinematography, but I was so cut off by the cell phones. Whenever they popped out that big old
Walk. The Gen Z popped out.
Yeah, I know. I was like, whoa.
I thought, like, there's definitely a few conspicuous plot holes while we're talking about science of it, and maybe it's just the STEM major in me, but, like,
no,
I didn't really understand how throwing a bunch of, like, ornaments into the tornado was supposed to, like, map it out, I guess, or, like,
that makes sense.
It seemed like the least practical thing ever, because you're paying a bunch of money to, like, build this machine, and then you're literally just allowing weather to scatter them all across the state.
I think that's valid. I think for me, it wasn't so much understanding, like, what exactly the sensory balls were doing, but the fact that the whole thing is, like, oh, we're doing this so we can predict tornadoes, but they're not studying, like, the characteristics of what happens before a tornado. They're just like modeling
the
tornado.
It really makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't really get it. It seems like it would make more sense for them to like study the weather before the tornado.
Right?
I don't really know.
I don't know either, because they could have just twisted it and been like, oh, we want to study how to make better defenses for tornadoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Joe's whole motivation is about her dad dying. I don't know how many spoilers I have to worry about, but
that's like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. And like the whole thing is that they're like trap door or like their cellar, the door wouldn't shut all the way. And that's what got him, is the door flung open because he was trying to hold
that.
It to keep
Why wouldn't you just build locks? Like, I would become a scientist that built locks.
You're not wrong. But like it was just inconsistent. And kind of going off of the whole like the portrayal of Joe's team as, like, guys being guys.
Yeah.
They really heavily leaned in towards, like, them having an intuition about the tornadoes. And, like, Bill's whole thing is that he can just look at the sky and know when they're coming, which I think is valid.
Yeah.
And, like, getting experience like that does help you kind of tell the science before maybe technology picks it up. But just the way they portrayed that felt like they were pitting intuition against science.
Yeah.
And it was, like, really...
It was kind of weird. Because they were, like, the bad guy, Jonas, just to give a little more context, he also has a doctorate. And I think he maybe, like, went to school with them or
I think he used to be on the
them.
Same team.
Okay, yeah. He, like, previously worked on them. But he was a sellout because he let a corporation fund his research.
Yeah.
But then the whole movie, they're like... Oh, Jonas may have the money, but he doesn't have the instincts.
Yeah!
And, like, I think what they were trying to get at was, like, field experience. But instead, what it looked like was they were, like, scientists versus these storm chasers.
Literally.
Who are good at storm chasing because they have the guts and the know-how to do it.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of weird.
Because if you really, like, I did not pick up on the whole comment that they were scientists.
Yeah.
So I genuinely just thought Joe and them were like, teehee, I want to have fun chasing storms.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, ah, this guy who has, like, technology, bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really odd.
Yeah. It was just kind of weird. And I guess, like, kind of... This is more of a nitty-gritty. I don't know if you have any nitty-gritty plot holes, but there were a couple of moments in the movie where I was like, how in the world? So my biggest one was how they kept, like, finding these random rundown roads to drive into on private land that weren't, like, gated off. Because usually, I mean, they have, like, fences around their property. So the fact that they were able to just, like, pull in this squadron of, like, 7 vans down onto random private roads and then run through people's corn, like, fields and, like, destroy their crops. That was weird.
Yeah,
it was just very coincidental.
Yeah, I don't know much about, like, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I'm in the mountains, so, like, not used to, like, flat fields, but I spent, like, maybe a week or two with my aunt in, like, Ohio.
Yeah.
And there's flat fields like that, and I think some of it's government property.
Okay, that,
so
would,
that would
make
more
sense.
But not obviously, there's not 101 back roads.
That just happen to drive you right up to an F5 tornado every time.
No, yeah. There was, like, kind of going off of that, this is also super nitpicky.
Yeah.
But there was totally this scene to where they all pull into this road, but then they have to back up. And, like, we see Bill and Joe back up, but there's no other cars around them.
Oh, what?
And they're the only ones backing
up
on this road.
Yeah,
they just
took
them out. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, as far as believability of the whole thing goes, it was a little weak. It made me definitely want to learn a lot more about storm chasing. Like, it made me more excited about weather than I think I ever have been. But... Yeah. It was a little... There were some things that left a little bit to be desired.
No, that's not... Because that's also, like... I told you, I literally counted...
Yeah, all the tornadoes.
And the whole thing is that Bill agrees to stay on for one day.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to be here one day, and then me and my fiancé, we're out.
Yeah.
But, like... Presumably, all five of these tornadoes happened
within
a span of, like, 12 hours.
50 miles of each
other. Yeah, because they're just, like, driving everywhere.
Now, granted, they do say at one point that it's, like, a storm system or something, where they're like, oh, we're about to get, like, this huge storm system with a bunch of tornadoes in. Like, they're like, this is the highest it's ever been or something. So I think that's what they were leaning into there. But it's... Just because they explain it doesn't mean they would actually happen.
Yeah,
because
it was also, like, sometimes we saw the tornadoes land, and they would just last for 5 minutes.
And then go away. I don't know how long tornadoes usually last.
I don't know
last.
Either.
They
we don't get
tornadoes.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we get, like, I don't want to say the aftermath, but, like, the tropical storms and stuff
that
like that.
Sense.
Yeah. So I have no idea.
I did like all the terminology in it.
Yeah,
like, a lot
yeah.
of, like, we were talking about, like, their little team of scientists, which, at times, quite cringy. We can get into that more later. But, like, their little, like, collective of field scientists.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool because they would just throw in, like, I think in the, oh, I wanted to include this. In the credits, shout out to Vince Miller. He was the weather consultant for this movie.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They hired one person, at least so it seems from the credits. They hired one person to be the weather consultant. So shout out to that person because I liked all the terminology. Like, they used the word greenage. I don't really know what that means, but I thought it was cool. So,
yeah.
I appreciated it.
There was also, just, like, the way everyone reacted toward the tornadoes was really weird. Because presumably they're used to getting them, right? The whole the whole thing is that, like... This county gets tornadoes, like, every year, maybe more often.
Yeah.
But nobody would run.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, noticed.
It was kind of weird. Like, there's one part in particular. Do you want to go into it?
Oh, you can.
There's one part in particular where they're, like, off chasing a tornado. And they have to, like, hide in the storm cellar at a drive-in movie. It's one of the coolest scenes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That
the
scene,
cinematography?
Yeah. That scene and the final scene. Some of the, like, there's a scene where a car goes through a building.
Yeah.
Super cool. It's super well done. But while they're hiding out in this bunker at this drive-in movie, they hear on the radio that Joe's aunt, or no, Joe's mom, I don't know,
aunt,
Joe's relative, okay.
Meg.
Yeah, Aunt Meg. Her house and her town is getting ravaged by a tornado, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, they didn't get warned soon enough. Like, that's a problem. And they get there and the whole town is destroyed, right?
Right.
Completely ravaged, which makes sense because a huge tornado just came through.
Yeah.
But their whole gimmick is like these people didn't know that it was coming and didn't have time to hide. And that felt kind of weird because it's like,
I agree.
If you see a tornado and you have a tornado shelter built into your property,
Yeah. And I think it's definitely valid to say that maybe the systems at the time weren't predicting soon enough.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a valid critique. But just, I think they were really discrediting the citizens.
Yeah, they were,
they
like,
were like, you just don't know.
This is why we need science. It's so that we can tell these people when a tornado is coming.
Yeah,
but it's like, I mean, if you see a tornado.
Right.
It felt like they should have at least known to go into their storm cellars when they saw a tornado on their property.
It's like, we get flooding maybe once a year. And I still know how to look and be like, oh, we're going to flood.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to prep.
Like, if they're getting, they got five tornadoes in one day.
Yeah.
At this point, they should be fantastic.
I'm not going to lie.
Knowing when a tornado is going to come.
Literally, I would be living in my cellar.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they get so many tornadoes.
No, literally. And then another plot hole is somehow, and I think this is so stupid, somehow Joe and Bill
go into two tornadoes and make it.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
remember that?
They go into, like it almost
like,
into
yeah,
the tornado.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part at the end where they're literally standing inside the tornado.
Yeah.
They get lifted off the air.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty, it's a cool shot.
And that one they do, but the one at the bridge,
yeah,
the
they're
first
like just
one,
under a wooden bridge.
And they aren't tied down. They're just holding on to it. And the most that you see is their hair in the way.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing happens.
Also, in that same scene, Jo like has like a little like a moment where she like snaps and she tries to like crawl towards the tornado, and Bill has to be like, yo, like, what are you doing?
It made
cut that
no
out.
Sense.
It was so weird. That being said, well, no, not that being said, on that note,
uh-huh.
I think those scenes where it leans too hard into, like, trying to make Bill some kind of, like, action hero and, like, adventure hero where he's, like, saving Jo or, like, saving people.
Yeah.
I think those were the worst parts of the movie.
No,
or
I
the
agree.
Weakest parts, I guess, when it was like, oh, we're talking about science, they're chasing storms, they're interacting with the bad guys, those
mm-hmm.
are cool. And then suddenly it's like, oh, no, Jo is having a moment where she's worried about
and
her father
needs
and needs Bill to comfort her.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's like, I see how that has a place in a movie,
mm-hmm.
but I don't
Not
think this
one.
Movie needed it.
Because also, Bill is engaged to Melissa.
And she's there the
she's
whole
there!
Time. And she is third wheeling so hard.
So hard.
We just clipped the audio so bad.
Oh.
She is third wheeling so hard for this whole
yeah.
movie.
It's
she's
so
in
sad.
Every single scene. She doesn't even get to ride in the car
no,
with Bill.
Yeah.
Bill and Jo ride in their cars together. They're not together. They're ex, like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
an ex-couple.
They're
divorced.
Like, Bill's trying to get the divorce papers.
Literally,
like,
signed. And Melissa has to ride in some other dude's van.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's so crazy.
That poor woman.
Going
love
back.
Melissa.
Going back to the second scene where they're in the tornado.
Yeah.
They physically somehow outrun the tornado.
I don't get
Do you remember
oh,
that?
Yeah. They're
yeah,
like
yeah.
actually running.
They're like running through a field.
They're sprinting away from
yeah.
the tornado.
And the tornado.
And they
yeah.
Was that the F5 tornado too?
No.
Okay, that
this
was, a
was
different
the one before
tornado.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't either. And then, like, the way that they anchored themselves down is they took a belt and
yeah.
tied themselves to, like, these pipes. And they're like, oh, these pipes are anchored in the ground. We're
yeah.
all good. And then you could see where the pipes connected.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's like, that pipe glue.
Yeah, like, you could tell that it's not one continuous piece
yeah.
of pipe that goes into the ground. It's, like, multiples
yeah.
that were just glued or taped together.
Completely.
So it's like, you could at least get one piece of pipe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So if you want, we can move on to the actual storylines and
yeah,
what you think
sure.
about that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. like, I liked, we talked about this very briefly. I like the idea of the rival company
mm-hmm.
and the idea of, like, research versus corporation. Because
yeah.
the whole issue is that, like, this corporation will do this research and then not publish it.
Yeah.
So nobody else has access. But, like, the rival company's there for a minute and then they're gone throughout the rest of it.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of weird. Like, the rival corporation is there because they're like, ooh, Jonas is here.
Yeah,
what a
yeah.
sellout. He stole your invention. And then they have a moment where they fight on live TV.
Yeah.
Like, I think, doesn't Bill, like, swings on Jonas,
Bill tries
right?
to.
Yeah.
I think the other guys of Joe's team is, like,
yeah,
holding
they
him
pull
back.
Him back. And it's
yeah.
like, you're fighting on, like, just file a patent. Like, just get a
literally,
patent. Like,
literally.
You don't need to do this on live TV. But then Jonas disappears.
Yeah, for the rest of the movie until,
like,
the very end.
There's, like, a couple scenes where they're like, oh, we're trying to chase this storm, but Jonas is coming up behind us. We have to throw him off his scent. Or, like, Jonas,
yeah.
like, goes the wrong way or something. But other than that, he
That's
has
it.
No significance.
He has
to the
no
plot
significance.
Until he dies.
And even then, I wouldn't even say that's significant.
It's not. It's literally, like, they see him and they're like, oh, Jonas is here. He's going towards the storm.
Yeah.
You should tell him to stop.
No, literally.
And they, like, walk
try
and
to save
out.
Him.
Like, they walk in or something, or they call,
yeah.
and they're like, you should turn around. And Jonas
yeah.
is like, we're not turning around. And then his driver gets impaled.
Wait,
and they both
yeah.
get sucked into the storm.
Speaking of potholes.
What?
The driver gets impaled and then disappears. Like, there's another scene to where it pans over and he's just not there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what?
I remember seeing that and I was like, what?
I didn't even notice that.
It may have happened right before the impalement, actually,
yeah.
now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, he just
it.
Disappears?
Like, he's just not in the scene.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
It was just his, I really like the rivals, like,
yeah.
I really like that storyline, and I think if that was it, or
yeah.
if that was the main storyline, then I
so
really would
better.
Have enjoyed it. But the problem, if you want to get into it,
mm-hmm.
is that storyline is drowned out by a romance storyline.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hated the romance storyline, because, like, my man Bill is engaged to Melissa, and
yeah.
Melissa's a freaking queen.
She's great.
We will,
I really like Melissa.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the individual characters in a bit, and Melissa is
top tier.
God tier. Like,
great.
Yeah. But this whole thing is that, like, Bill's still fawning over Joe. And the reason why he, like, broke up with Joe is because she has trauma. And she wasn't over her dad dying.
That's, like, it.
That's it.
That's it. And he shows up to this at the very beginning of the movie. The only reason he reconnects with Joe is, like Janice said, so that she can sign their divorce papers.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just need you to sign these and then I'll leave. And then he stays there with Melissa chasing storms.
Yeah.
Which Melissa didn't even know that they were going to do that.
Literally.
For, like, two continuous days, no sleep.
No
just
sleep.
Constantly
no stop.
Chasing tornadoes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
It
Melissa
is crazy.
Third wheeled the whole movie.
Bless her heart.
That poor woman.
But she was so supportive.
She was. She was just like, yeah, if you want to do this, like, I'll come with you. She was, there was a running gag in the movie where Melissa, who is, like, a relationship counselor, would take phone calls from her patients in the cars while they were chasing
storms.
It was
kind of funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Every time it happened, corny as it may be, cracked me up. Because they would be in the middle of chasing a tornado, and she'd have to take a storm and be like, no, like, I'm sure it's not that. Like, I'm sure she's not mad at you. By the way, I'm, like, chasing a tornado,
I
so I need
go.
To... Props to her for getting cell service everywhere she went in the middle of Oklahoma.
In the middle of a tornado.
Multiple tornadoes. Yeah. That was the funniest running gag ever.
Hilarious.
I didn't think it was funny. On paper, I don't think it's that funny,
but
actually
it.
Seeing it cracked me up.
Yeah. Okay, so. Speaking of the romance plot.
Yeah.
They try to do these scenes to where Bill comes off as, like, protective and sweet, and it's just creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it's super
it's
creepy
super
every
weird.
Time. Bless their hearts, they had no chemistry.
No.
Bill had chemistry with nobody.
He literally didn't.
Yeah.
He just shouldn't. Like, he could have been just a normal member of their team, and I would have been
great.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
Make Joe the main character.
Literally.
I
honestly,
love Melissa, but cut her out. She doesn't need to be there.
I love
Melissa. I know, but she didn't have a place
You're
there.
Not wrong.
She
You're
didn't
not
have
wrong.
A place there. I liked her there
uh-huh.
when Bill was there. But Bill, and that's, like, I think that's probably my biggest problem with his character, is that he is just... His whole character hinges on him being good at chasing tornadoes,
mm-hmm.
but also being very, very insecure about every decision he's made. Like, at one point, he, like, announces to the group that now he's a weatherman, and Joe is like, oh, that's cool, like, neat that you took a job as a weatherman.
Yeah.
And Bill is like, oh, what, are you mad that I'm not still storm
chasing? No,
literally,
literally.
Like, she didn't say anything. Like,
he
it's
was
okay.
He was also embarrassed of Melissa.
Yeah, he was.
It was
that's
ridiculous.
True.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you mind if we actually move on to characters? Because I'd
yeah,
like
no,
to discuss
I,
this
yeah.
more thoroughly. We kind of need...
Yeah.
So this is super small, and I just wanted to mention this. The accents are all over the place.
Yeah. It's just a little... It's kind of weird.
It's just enough that I noticed it, because Melissa has a consistent accent all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Bill has one in the beginning, and then it dies off.
Consistent southern accent.
Oh, yeah. Specifically, yeah. Like a consistent kind of southern drawl.
Yeah.
Bill has one starting off, and then it just dies off.
Disappears.
Joe doesn't have one.
No.
All the, like, side characters, like all the boys in the, or all, well, all the people in the storm chasing group kind of have one.
Yeah.
And then Jonas, like, he tried, bless his heart.
Yeah. He, like, he had an accent, and he kept it.
He did.
He kept
it was
the
good.
Whole movie. I don't think it was a fantastic accent.
No.
It was there. Like, Carrie did his thing.
Yeah, it was consistent.
It was consistent. Like, if I
wasn't... And I think
that's
what matters.
If I wasn't, like, from the South, I probably would have been like, that's a decent accent, and then moved
Literally.
On. But it just wasn't... It wasn't 100%.
Top tier.
It wasn't 100%.
But, I mean, he's British, you know, has a British accent.
Yeah. I hope he actually is British. I really don't know for sure, but I'm, like, 90% sure he is.
I looked so I could look up his last name before.
Oh, cool.
Got on.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure
British.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's like, it's weird because of all the characters in the movie, the only one who really gets a backstory is Joe when you find out that she's actually from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these other people are from an unknown research institution.
Yeah.
So theoretically, they should be from kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
But the only person who has a consistent accent is Jonas and Melissa. And they're like the two people who, like, we don't really know why they would have one.
Right.
So.
I think it's kind of just generally assumed that everyone in this story is from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, like, odd.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So, who do you want to tackle first? I vote my girl Melissa just because I love her.
Yeah, sure. I think, she's a girl boss.
She is. She, like, was so supportive. And I think what got me is Bill minimized her so much.
Yeah.
Like, made her, like, go fetch him drinks at one point.
Yeah! Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
It was.
There's, like, like, just to throw this out there, at the very beginning of the movie, when Melissa mm-hmm. introduces herself, she's like, my name is Dr. Melissa blah blah blah, I forgot her last name.
Yeah, my girl's got a doctorate.
She has a doctorate, and they never explain what her doctorate is until at least a third into the movie.
They still don't say what it is exactly.
Yeah, they just say she works in, like, therapy. But the whole movie, mm-hmm. until they said what her doctorate was, I couldn't think about anything else.
Yeah.
I was so distracted.
I was just like,
got
a doctorate?
Like, I'm watching this movie, but I need to know what she has a doctorate
Literally.
In. And I felt the same way with Joe. Like, what do you mean? Did she, like, get a doctorate in, like, meteorology?
Right.
Like, is there a special doctrine for, like, tornadoes?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to know more. And I think
women.
It distracted me a little bit the whole movie.
I felt really weird because, Bill's, like, really embarrassed of her job, and she's specifically a reproductive therapist, is how they say it, but I Googled it, because I was like, that
Ooh,
sounds
okay,
fake.
Google it.
I think she's a marriage counselor, because
okay,
in the interactions that we
too.
See, she's calling a specific couple, and they're having, like, relationship issues,
because
a reproductive therapist goes over, like, IVF,
that's
like,
what I thought too.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, they're turning this into a gag to minimize my girl.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah.
She's a marriage counselor, and
I
it's
know.
A good thing she's there. Because she clearly needed to counsel Bill and Joe.
Literally.
Because they were having issues.
Yeah.
They were trying to force some chemistry where it wasn't.
No, it was awful.
It was just...
So, I feel like Bill is the big one. Do you want to cover Joe before we get into Bill?
Yeah. I don't know if I have a lot of thoughts on Joe besides the fact... I just thought she was cool.
That's valid. I think her inability and refusal to sign the papers bothered me.
Oh, that she was, like, ignoring the divorce papers?
Yeah, and was deliberately not signing.
That's true. It was a little...
pages blank, and she continued to wear her wedding band.
Yeah!
All the
I
way
forgot
through.
About that!
On her ring finger, nonetheless.
It was just, like, it was one of those things where it's, like, even though she's, like, a cool character, it made me not like her.
Same,
you
know? Same, yeah. And it's only really shown in the beginning, and then after that, it's chill.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
It was just kind of weird. You know, like, she's an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
I think, if anything, it just kind of frustrated me that her role in the movie wasn't more about, like, science. Like, she was the one, she's the team leader, and she was the one leading the charge on
mm-hmm.
a lot of these storm chasing things. But of everybody in the movie who was a storm chaser, she probably did the least amount of science. Like, she just ran into tornadoes and, like, crawled towards them like a maniac. But didn't actually, like, take any measurements or run any calculations like other people in the movie were. So
the most that we see her do is the very beginning. She's looking through, like, a telescope.
Exactly. So it's like one of those things where it's like she's a really cool character, but as it is, she
mm-hmm.
could not carry the movie.
Yeah. And I also think that's on the writing. I don't think that's
think
necessarily
so
her character.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. Okay.
Bill.
I have one word, misogynistic.
Dude is so insecure.
A 7-year-old tantrum.
He just
like,
wasn't, like, I get that he was supposed to be, like, the action hero or whatever.
I hated him.
He was just not likable.
No.
Like, and I think sometimes the movie acknowledges that. Like, so the reason, naturally, Bill and Melissa have to break up so that he can get with Joe, right? Like, we all know where that's heading. That's, like... the whole point of the movie, basically, because
mm-hmm.
at that point, it's not even really about tornadoes.
Literally, it's
just
for the romance.
Exactly. There's a scene where Bill basically admits that he's still in love with Joe, right?
Yeah.
And Melissa overhears them.
Yeah.
And Melissa, naturally, is crushed, which is sad, because
mm-hmm.
I love Melissa.
I
don't
love
want her
Melissa.
To be sad. But at the same time, I know she can do better than Bill.
Yeah.
I'm going off on a tangent here. Anyway, there's a few scenes later
mm-hmm.
where they show Melissa alone in the hotel room, and she is sad.
Yeah.
Like, she is, like, crying on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's, like, from a movie where they very clearly want Bill and Joe to get together, I would think that they would just kind of breeze past how Melissa was feeling.
Literally.
Now that she's been cheated on.
Yeah.
So the fact that they actually showed her being sad almost makes me think that the movie makes me not want to like Bill.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's one of those things where it's, like, he's not cool. Like, he's not a cool person. And the movie
mm-hmm.
is giving me reasons to feel that way.
Literally. Also, like... I think what made me dislike Bill from the very start
mm-hmm.
is the whole thing is that he conceptualized Dorothy or whatever. Like, he had the
idea.
Yeah,
he invented the machine.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
Joe invented it.
He came up with the idea for the machine that was supposed to measure the tornadoes.
And then Joe invented it, and then
immediately
he takes credit for it.
Yeah. He, like, shows up, and he's like, oh, I've got to see my machine in action. And it's like,
and
your machine.
Joe lets him.
And then, later on in the movie, they realize the machine doesn't work.
Yeah.
And who fixes it? Joe fixes it. Joe fixes the machine. She makes it literally work. She gets the measurements.
I know. But I feel like it still gives Bill all the credit. Yeah. And I hated it.
Like, that's the only science she does is fixing that machine. And then they're just like, oh my god, Bill, you're so smart. Like, look at these measurements you got.
No.
Like, come on.
I want to make it clear, I don't know if it's the actor, I don't know if it's the character, I don't know if it's the writing, but just something was wrong.
I could not figure it out. I could not like him, no matter what he did.
And then there's, like, his banter was so dry.
Oh, yeah.
He just could not interact with people.
He didn't have chemistry. I didn't recognize him from any other movie, and I did no research about his actor, but it would not surprise me to find out that he had never been the leading role in anything
except for
at least anything else successful.
Yeah. And then I think what really got me is, in the very beginning, like, Emmy said, Joe and Bill, like, Bill's just really aggressive towards Joe.
Yeah,
and,
like, really defensive.
Yeah, really defensive about everything. But in those scenes, he's, like, driving. And he's recklessly driving.
He's, like,
he's
driving
going off the
road.
Yeah. He's, like, yelling at her.
Why are you so insecure that you can't drive a car? And Joe is, like, getting on him about, or no.
She's
looking at him, like, side-eyeing him while he's driving. He's like, I know I'm not going fast enough, and, like, steps on it.
Yeah!
And it's just like, oh my gosh. I don't know if, like, the movie was trying to actually manufacture drama between the two of them.
Yeah.
Or if they just wanted him to be extra dramatic. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get with it.
Because it was also, like, he just wouldn't let Joe drive.
Yeah.
Joe offered. She was like, I can drive. And he said no.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. And then, like, another thing that happens is Joe's, like, unbuckled and driving to get to this tornado really quickly.
Yeah.
And he reaches over and buckles her, but is, like, totally invading her privacy.
That was,
like,
weird.
That was weird.
That was a weird scene.
That
it was, like,
the predatory
weird sexual tension that I didn't think
no,
that
No, I didn't
needed.
Want it there. It wasn't even, like, Joe and Bill aren't even on good terms at this point. It was so early in the movie.
Yeah, they just did that to do that.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I did not like it. I think, I'm just going to put this out there. Mm-hmm. Bill and Joe, not good characters. I don't really like either of them. I really don't like Bill.
Yeah.
Joe is okay. Mm-hmm. Neither of them are great.
No, I agree. I think Joe's okay. I think that another issue with this movie is they pick one female character to put as the leader of, like, each team that we see, and then the rest are men. So, like, there's definitely, like, kind of a tokenism thing going on
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess, since you brought it up, do you want to talk about, like, the group of scientists collectively for a bit? Because I think they were pretty cringy. I'm going to say a couple of phrases that one character, Philip Seymour Hoffman's character specifically, says a good bit. I think his name is Dusty in the movie. Yeah. I have in my notes, Dusty was weird, and then right underneath that, Dusty is a great meteorologist name.
Oh my god.
Because it absolutely is. But he says specifically, the suck zone.
Yeah, yeah!
When he's flirting with Melissa, probably in the first 8 minutes of the movie, and then later on says, it's fatty time. And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's like a tornado term. I don't know if that's something that's used, but why in the world?
No, it was so weird. He was also like, so creepy towards Melissa. Like, he was obviously putting the moves on her.
It was really weird.
Yeah, it was.
It was really
weird.
But right in front of her fiance.
Yeah, I know. Bill didn't care.
Bill did not care.
No, this, like, Dusty is the only character that gets fleshed out amongst the crew.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, like, gender-ambiguous characters.
Yeah.
But the team itself is very masculine.
Yeah.
Very masculine presenting. It's got that boys will be boys vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, to an extent, I think it felt fairly accurate in a sense of like how scientists in the field interact with each other, just like going by like people that I know and people that I've met in college. Like it felt reminiscent of that like teamwork, really enthusiastic about a really niche subject kind of vibe, but also quite sexist and quite weird. Like the whole part where they just roll up to Aunt Meg's house and are like, we want lunch, and she like makes
she
them all steak
them.
And eggs.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It felt very weird.
Yeah, you could tell like it was boys will be boys in both a good way. Like, I don't know anything about field work because I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, very representative, but it was just all to an extreme. Like, very misogynistic, very, like, like, they were sexualizing things and people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was, like, to a disgusting degree. Yeah.
There is one scene, I don't even remember this, but I wrote in my notes, I like Dusty hyping up Melissa. Oh, it was the scene where she's driving. There's a scene where she's driving a car. And then a tornado dumps a car right on the road.
Yeah!
And she steers out of the way. And Melissa's really freaked out about it. Like, she gets out of the car and she's, like, crying and hyperventilating. And Dusty's like, oh, my God!
Let's go, Melissa!
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, it's like, it's, I was like, dang. Okay,
he's the only one.
Yeah, and he's the only one. Bill is just like,
Bill doesn't care.
And he, like, goes to, like, half-heartedly comfort her, but makes eye contact with Joe at the same
time. The whole time.
Very weird. But I did like that moment of, like, Dusty hyping up Melissa. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
No, it was amazing. I'm so glad that Melissa left Bill.
Truly. She could do so much better.
She really could.
But it did feel, I think in some ways it felt, since this movie definitely felt like it was trying to capitalize on Jurassic Park, I think a lot of the scenes in it felt a lot homier than the ones in Jurassic Park.
No, that's valid.
Like the scenes where they're like eating together at like diners or whatever, or at Meg's house, and they're like just hanging out. Or like the way that they fix the weather machine is by cutting up a bunch of soda cans.
Yeah.
And like they do that together while they're driving towards it. Yeah. While they're driving towards a tornado. It felt like it felt very homey.
And there were definitely
there were definitely parts that felt really like cringy. But I think compared to how science is usually shown in movies, it's like something very cold
mystified.
And clinical. Yeah. And something like on a higher level that people can't really understand. The fact that it was, like, a homey little, like,
felt achievable.
Let's DIY this machine, which is very accurate to, like, to the people that I've encountered in my time in college, is, like, wow, that's really cool. And it felt, it made science feel a lot more accessible and a lot more welcoming, which I really liked. I thought that was cool.
I think the interpersonal dynamics between the group was nice.
Yeah.
I just think you could definitely tell they were trying to do that, like, boys will be boys thing, and some of the comments they said just did not hit.
Yeah, it was just, I think if that had been cut out, like, like, the weird remarks and, like, the flirting had been cut out.
Bill.
Yeah, change Bill. Maybe make Dusty a little less creepy.
Yeah.
And then take Bill out. I would have loved it. Like, it would have been super cool.
Honestly, Melissa and Joe.
Very fair.
Yeah.
That called me real, I was like, I think I had to pause for a second and remember who Joe was, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God.
I was like, was there somebody on the team named Joe? And I was like, oh, wait, Joe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Are there, so, on that note, kind of, are there any big highlights that stick out to you? Like, your favorite moments in the movie, anything like that?
I think just very generally, I do think everyone was pretty good actors. Like, it was very fluid, very convincing, very, I don't know, like, nothing ever felt, like, very stunted acting-wise.
I think so, too. I think, like, the CG, or not the CGI, but, like, just the cinematography in general.
Amazing.
Really cool.
Breathtaking.
There is one part, I totally forgot to mention it before, but the soundtrack, I really enjoyed. There's one scene in particular where they're driving to a tornado right at the beginning of the movie. And they're cutting to all the different vans that are driving there. They're all, like, members of the team. And they're playing the William Tell Overture. It's like that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they mix it with Oklahoma, like, the song. And that was so cool. I felt like that really captured the tone of the movie. And I really liked that. It was very cool.
Yeah.
So, I liked that. And also just the fact that this made me want to learn more about storm chasing.
Right,
huge highlight. And the whole drive-in movie sequence.
That was crazy.
That was really good.
The, like, car going in.
Very cool scene. So,
yeah, I'm trying to think.
A big highlight there.
There's also, like, a scene to where they go in to save Meg from, like, a fallen-in house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought that was done pretty well.
It was done well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I disagreed with their choice.
Yeah. And speaking of, any major grievances with the movie? I know we've, like, I don't want it to sound like we disliked the movie.
No, no, it was genuinely,
I think that scene where they were going into the house, that felt kind of weird.
Yeah,
because
the fire trucks were right outside.
Yeah, it's, so the scene is Meg's house is about to collapse.
Yeah.
And they hear her calling inside for help. And so, rather than wait for the firefighters who are standing basically right down the street.
They're, like, right outside of the house.
Oh, right outside of the house.
Yeah.
Bill and Joe just kind of climb inside. And
from
as
the
they're
second
walking,
floor window.
Yeah, and as they're walking, you can hear the house destabilizing. And that's, like, the cardinal rule is, like,
don't
go into a collapsing building because you'll make it worse. And they go in to save her. And they manage to save her in time, and they save her dog. But it's one of those things that's, like, why did you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I think for me, the general plot was iffy. If they would have cut out the whole love triangle.
Yeah.
Sadly, get rid of Melissa, just put Joe and Bill back together.
Yeah.
And then just have the rivalry.
It would have been really cool.
Because we chatted about this very briefly. I would be very interested to see more about that and go more into depth about the issues within research and academia.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Or, like, even if the movie was, like, about maybe just Bill and Joe's relationship, like the rivalry the whole time, but like a side plot being that Bill is contemplating quitting Storm Chasing.
Yeah.
And Joe being like, maybe like that causing fighting or something
right.
I think that would have been really interesting. Yeah. Because then it would have leaned more into like the science versus industry, like what it means to be a sellout, stuff like that. And it could have been really cool.
No, I agree. I think the love plot just was like pitting women against women.
That's true.
And I was like, this
doctorate
feels
versus doctorate.
Literally. But it was just like, it was very sad to see because it all felt forced.
Yeah.
Like, in, because they, I think they only have one real confrontation.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
in
weird.
Their diner.
Yeah.
At like the beginning of the movie.
The very beginning.
It was really strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think my only other grievance is there's a shot at the end where they're like hiding in a barn. And they come out, and they've survived an F5 tornado, which is the most powerful tornado possible. And then they show a couple of horses just running
galloping?
The field.
Yeah.
Ain't no way horses survived that tornado.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What in the world?
I forgot all about that, but
how did they,
I don't
it
know.
It was two horses.
Yeah,
two
not
large
just
horses. How did they live? No way. No way did they live.
I also, how in the world did Jonas blow up?
Oh, yeah.
He just got sucked in.
He just disappeared from the movie and then got pulled into the... That felt like a grievance. That could have been a more interesting character. And they were just Jonas is bad. He has bad instincts. And almost like the movie is saying, like, because he sucks, he deserves to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's
if
a moment...
If anyone deserved to die, it was Bill.
Stop. There's a moment where they, after Jonas dies, Bill and Joe watch him die.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
We have to keep going.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was
what?
So weird.
You just watched your colleague doing the same
literally
job as you.
Literally. Yeah. And honestly, I just think they did my man Carrie wrong. They did it wrong. Like, he was so good.
Yeah. Maybe we're just biased that
maybe.
He's, like, the only person
I'm
we
obsessed
recognize,
with him.
But
yeah.
I'm an Alexa. Alexa Pina Vega.
No, literally.
Pina Vega. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess our final question is just, how do you think it held up to what we would
today?
Consider to be, like, 21st century standards for, like, casting, writing, stuff like that?
Like I said, I do think the cinematography was pretty on point.
Yeah.
Some of the issues with the characters, I could not tell if it was genuinely the, like, casting or the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically just, like, interactions with Bill and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for me, like, there's four lines in this entire movie that passes the Bechdel test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah. And then I mentioned the only women in the show. There's four.
It's
Aunt Meg, who cooks for everybody.
Joe.
Melissa. And then this random worker lady at the place that Jonas works for.
I didn't even know her.
Yeah, we see her for a split minute.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was just, like, odd. And I think it really continues, like, it perpetuates that idea that only men go into these types of fields.
And for Joe to be, like, the only person, the only woman actively involved with storm chasing, like, they paint her as, like, somebody who, even though she knows science, throughout the whole movie we never actually see her do
anything.
Science like that. It's just kind of weird. Or, like, the fact that she can't be involved in science without being motivated by, like, the death of
the,
a loved one.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
everybody else there is presumably
just there.
Interested in storm chasing just because they like storms or something. Yeah. It felt kind of weird. And then, on a similar note, I think everyone in this movie is white.
I think so.
And, like, they're in Oklahoma.
So it's
like, okay, Oklahoma, pretty white state. But also, it's like, if they're coming from other research institutions...
Right.
I doubt everybody who studies tornadoes is white.
Yeah.
So.
And then I think everything else we already kind of touched on, like the plot could have been a bit better and it could have held up more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else that you can think of?
Not really. I think, the plot definitely could have been better. I think I think it would have benefited just from the love triangle.
Being removed.
I wanted to hear more science. I thought that was kind of cool. I feel like they were kind of like, we have to put in a love triangle so people watch it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear more, what does greenage mean? I still don't know.
I think very genuinely, I didn't even care about the like science of it, but I think seeing how people who don't have funding can overcome
that
would have been cool. Yeah,
because even at the end, the fact that they fix a machine just mm-hmm. with soda cans, that would have been that would have been such a cool gimmick.
If you like didn't even the have whole to kill movie, Jonas.
If like the whole movie they were struggling to like make ends meet because they didn't have funding, mm-hmm. and so that's how they did it, and they still overcame someone who was like who they considered to be a sellout. That would have been really really cool if the movie hinged more on that. But when they fix the machine, I don't even care about it that much because
Jonas
they spent the
dead.
Whole movie talking about his love triangle and because Jonas is dead.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I get that they're trying to do like a whole Jonas is dead, so we're trying to show you that the real enemies aren't other people. It's the tornado.
Yeah, and
but
I will say I've definitely seen worst movies that have came out like this year.
San Andreas.
Yeah, literally.
There's a great example. Fantastic example. Oh, so all those things considered, if you had to give this movie like an objective rating, what would you rate this movie out of five? How many barn burners out of
barn
five?
Barn burners. Honestly, probably like 3.5.
Okay.
Like I think if you, I'm personally not into natural disaster movies, so it's not something I would not watch it again on my own.
Yeah.
If I knew somebody who's into it, I'd watch it with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think not to just repeat you, but I think I feel exactly the same way. I'd give it like a 3.5 or 3.75 barn burners out of 5 because I think I liked the science parts mm-hmm. of it a lot more, and I think as far as a movie goes, it was such a cool concept and it was so well shot and like well made that I really really enjoyed it. And I think it could have been improved definitely mm-hmm. in a few ways, but it was just a great movie on its own.
Honestly, yeah. And I think compared to what I was expecting, knowing that it was a natural disaster movie, it did a lot better.
Yeah. Honestly, if you were to like just put this on a scale of like what my expectations were,
it exceeded
them so far.
Yeah,
I don't know
doubled.
If my bar was just really low or whatever, but just based on expectations, I would have given it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Honestly,
like I expected very little.
yeah. And like I said, I think if you're into natural disaster movies, it's not a bad watch. So do you have any other recommendations?
I think if I were to recommend this movie, I think I would recommend it to anybody who's interested in science, really, because it's just cool to see how it's done, and how like it's put together.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I get that. I think personally, they don't go enough into the science.
That's true.
So I don't know if I'd necessarily recommend it to.
That's true. I think like for a casual viewing experience, if you like science, you would like this movie. But I wouldn't suggest like you should watch this if you want to learn more about storm chasing.
Yeah.
I think if you think science is cool and it gets mm-hmm. you excited, then sure, why not?
Yeah.
But if you actually wanted to learn something, I would recommend you actually like just watch like a documentary.
No, that's valid.
Maybe read some papers.
Yeah. So for people who like Twister, what would you recommend to them? Like from like recent years.
That's a good question. I guess it reminded me most of Jurassic Park, you know?
Yeah, that's valid.
So, like, if I was taking, like, an actual recommendation based on Twister, mm-hmm. then I would say Jurassic Park.
I got you.
Do you have any in mind?
Yeah, I think personally, if I was to be motivated to watch this movie, it would just because it's, like, a natural disaster and seeing how people deal with that.
Yeah.
And something that I recently watched and kind of loved was Dairy Girls.
Yeah.
And it's all about just how, like, they're living in Scotland, I think. Ireland?
Ireland,
yeah. And there's like a war going on. And it's how they're going throughout their daily lives with this war and disaster going on around them.
That's a good show. We watched that together.
Yeah, we did.
It was a good show.
It was so good. Yeah. I can't wait for season 3.
Yeah. If I had to give like, if I were to give something that I've been reading recently was this book called The Factory by Hiroko Oyamada, I think. But it's all about this, like, company where their impacts on the land and the ways that the company itself operates affects the wildlife around the campus. Mm-hmm. And so seeing, like, the ecological impacts of a corporation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool, it's a short book. I think it came out, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would recommend that. That's something I've been reading recently.
Nice.
Well,
I think that's all.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is our inaugural podcast.
Yes.
So thanks for listening.
Please come back.
I hope it went well.
I'm desperate.
Oh. Please. Well, Janice is desperate. I could care less.
Wow.
Not actually.
Apathetic.
Yeah. Don't leave us notes. I'll probably take them a little personally.
Oh,
but if you enjoyed this, you should check out Grumpy Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Hosted by Justin and Mike.
Mm-hmm. feel free to give suggestions.
Yeah, if you have like movie suggestions, we're probably gonna follow their movies pretty closely since we're like, we aren't original.
Yeah.
But let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope this lived up. I hope we're representing our generation well.
I hope so. I think so. Does it matter?
Good point. Okay. Thanks.
Bye.